Well, they come out of the SEC, which got a handful of teams into the NCAA tournament, Brian, and they were 20-12 overall, 11 wins in their league. Most notably, took undefeated Kentucky to overtime earlier this year in Lexington. That game tells you most of what you need to know about Ole Miss's potential. That was kind of their high point, even though it was a loss. It took them to overtime before falling by, I think, 3 points there at Kentucky. But they have a handful of puzzling losses, like a lot of good teams really do, and that includes BYU as well. They didn't finish the season very strongly, though. They lost 4 of 5 going into the NCAA tournament. And in most experts' minds, Ole Miss was a bubble team, maybe looking to be on the outside and not in the field of 68. And so their inclusion in the field was a bit of a surprise to some, but they have a second life now and are looking to advance, as BYU is, to the second round Thursday in Jacksonville.
What about the Cougars themselves? Are we talking full strength tonight, or are there any injuries we need to talk about?
Well, almost full strength. They had a scare in Las Vegas during the WCC tournament. Skylar Halford left the game against Gonzaga in the final minute with what appeared to be a very serious injury. It turned out to be less serious than initially thought. It was a nerve contusion. Still a discomfort, still some tightness in the leg, but certainly nothing structural. He's playing through that. I've seen him practice. He looks just fine. Anson Winder, who has issues in both knees right now, also looked pretty good at practice yesterday. I'm not sure that he's going to be close to full strength, but it looks like they can get some minutes out of him as long as BYU goes in the NCAA tournament. So not exactly 100%, but certainly closer than they were last year. Brian, you'll remember BYU went to the tournament last year without Kyle Collinsworth, who tore his ACL in last year's WCC tournament. He's back and in great shape and really helping this BYU team into a position where a lot of experts think BYU could win a game or two, or maybe three in this tournament.
Right. Of course, the odds makers say BYU is actually a favorite by a few points tonight, but you're with the team a lot. What sense are you getting from the team heading into this game?
As Tyler Haws told me yesterday here in Dayton, last year they felt a lot of the wind was taken out of their sails when they went to the postseason without Kyle Collinsworth. He is the engine driving this thing, and with as potent as BYU's guard line is and can be, a lot of folks are now looking at BYU as kind of a trendy pick, like I said, to win a few games. And so it's a confident team, but you don't want to overlook Ole Miss. They have one of the more electric players in the SEC in Stephon Moody, a high-scoring guard line of their own. I think it'll be a great, fast-paced, high-scoring, very exciting matchup. I think in stark contrast to a lot of the slower, lower-scoring games we're seeing around the country, this should be a good one tonight.